Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Just don't call it a podcast.
And now.
What about,
and
let's
two,
go now.
And now.
Now.
Boom. Wow, I got it.
Oh, man. Look at that.
Oh, is it, man.
Yo, it's literally, if you really think about it, it is literally a feat of epic proportions that we do what we do and are able to get this broadcast to you each day and every week.
It is pretty amazing.
Think about what has to happen.
There's so many levels to it, Ebro. There's so many levels. Not to mention, people don't even know what the hell's going on behind the scenes.
No,
I was thinking out. We need to do a better job, particularly me and Laura, because Ebro's IG he's got a nice big following. We need to, Laura, make sure we plug our socials, because one day when we're not on the air anymore, when people just turn on the radio and we're not there, they need to be able to find us. Now, as long as they can find Ebro, he could tell them wherever we are next.
Oh, yeah. No,
but we got to be able to tell them where to go next. Like that day when they just show up and they're like, they turn it on, it's just music playing, and then they hear a random break from Bobby Trends. And they're like, what happened to the morning show? They need to have the information.
So let me ask you this. Do you think we can get 10,000 people to spend $1 a month?
10,000 people.
To listen to our show?
I think you'd be better. I thought this is stuff I think about. You ask things I think about. This is stuff I think about.
All right.
I think that we can definitely get, 3,000 people to spend
$10.
$3 to $5 a month.
Okay.
Maybe even more than that, you know, depending what tiers you have. I mean, like, put it this way. Let's just talk brass tacks.
Let's do it. What does that actually mean? Because I've heard,
I don't know, yeah, but it means let's get serious.
Brass tacks?
Because first of all, why would you tax brass? It's trash.
All right, let's talk turkey.
G-Com says he will pay $1. Okay.
Thanks, G-Com. So my inconsistent once a week, we stop, we start, we do whatever, one at podcast, has close to 1,000 people who pay every month.
Okay, how much do they pay?
Well, because
let's get in the pockets.
Because we're an absolute mess, we have three different tiers that all give you the same thing. So if you're smart, you probably pay the $5 one, but you could pay up to $10. Most people pay $7.50.
All right.
Now, for that, they're getting a total of four extra shows a month. That's it. They get four free shows and four extra shows.
Now, is there a world, this is real talk, is there a world where as a part of your subscription, we can get you like merch, like,
yes,
like quarterly merch, like you'll get the new tees, you'll get the new hoodies, like we could have like a whole...
What you would probably want to do in that case would be a top tier where people who pay the most, they're willing. Here's what I would do if we're going to fantasy book this whole thing.
Okay. Yeah.
I would say we do the radio show every day. We continue what we do.
Okay.
Right. It comes out in podcast form every day at 9 a.m., whatever it is. It drops.
Okay.
You have a free tier for that in which people get an hour every day.
Okay.
If you pay the $4 a month, whatever the number is you come up with, they get a second hour every day. That is every day. There's it's really a 2-hour show for free. You get one, you pay, you get both. Okay. And then I think you add another tier on top of that where you get things like maybe events, merch, things like that. But I think in this case, where it's a show that people listen to every day, like we're a part of their lives, that's actually worth $5, $7, $10 a month to get a two-hour show every single day for your commute. That's not a lot to give.
Right, right, right.
That's, what is that? Let me help me with the math, guys. How many cents is that a day? That's not a lot of money.
Well, yeah, no, it's not a lot of money. It's a and most people now, there's a lot of subscriptions out there. You know, if you're talking anything under $5, they're not really tripping.
Because people have a lot.
Everyone's like, I'll do $3. They say the cheaper, better to attract the masses.
Well, thank you.
So let's talk about the masses. Yeah. I'm glad somebody, whoever said that, I'm glad you said that.
Wait, somebody really quick. I'm just reading through the comments. Somebody said, if I pay $3, Peter got to be there on time and never be late.
There you go.
No problem. Because guess what? The show won't start at 6 anymore.
It'll start at 9.
Problem solved. I'll be there with bells on, bright eyed and bushy tailed.
Yeah. Call Douglas. Fixed it. Subscribe below.
Done.
So let's talk about masks. I don't really give a fuck about masks. That's a problem I have.
That's not necessarily a problem.
I don't give a fuck about everybody. I don't give a fuck about trying to please, you know what I'm saying, and be everywhere all the time. But that, is that going to be a problem for our network?
No, that's the I think that's the beauty of it, is that we get to be more niche. We get to do a show for our people, talk about what we want. And I think it's not as niche as you think. Like, I think we're lowballing what the numbers could be. I think the free listeners, Ebro, we would have would already be big. The free listeners, we would do quite well. It's just about how many people are willing to spend money. And then, by the way, remember, you run advertising then against the free numbers that you have.
Mm.
So
I have a question.
Go ahead.
So good.
So
I know, but it's hard.
If,
you have to do
if what about this model? What about if we would charge less to get more subscribers? So, like, let's say somebody pays $1, but in, you know, people would much rather pay $1 than pay $5. So then you have people, instead of getting 5,000 people paying $3, you get 10,000 people paying $1.
That was the initial question.
See, but I'd rather have, that was the initial question.
Sorry,
I missed. Let y'all know how I work. I would rather have 100 people paying $1,000 than, right. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's true.
I'm not interested in 100,000 people trying, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if it works out that way, that's cool. But real talk, I want people that are like, you know, that get it.
Core,
which
followers.
Is why, look, and right. This, which is why we don't do certain interviews. Like, there's people who are like really, you know, would be great. They would go viral and all that. But you're a fucking jerk off and I don't like you. And I'm not going to sit down here and act like I want to talk to you about the shit that is going, you're going viral about. Like, so there's certain interviews we just don't do because I'll be like, fuck that person.
Except Risa Tisa. I want to talk to her.
Well, no, oh, yeah. Risa Tisa seems
no
like
problems a nice with Risa Tisa.
Why are you bringing Risa Tisa into this?
You said people that are viral.
No, there's idiots I'll definitely interview who just seem interesting.
Right.
But then there's assholes that it's like, yo, bro, I'd rather kick you in your back.
Yes.
And punch you in the face than I would. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to sit down and talk to you.
I get requests, people trying to come on our show, be like, no, no, no. I'd rather just talk to you guys.
Right.
Yo, and then also, too, for the audience, the funniest thing is we're planning a new business endeavor across a company's YouTube page right now.
Well, listen, hopefully this never happens. But we live in a world in which these things are all on the table and all of us are young and enjoy working together. So we got to know what we would like to do. So
what do you mean by young exactly?
We're just talking, guys.
You mean not as old as Michael Kay and Don LaGreca? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, definitely not as old as Michael Kay and Don LaGreca.
Somebody asked, are y'all millionaires? No. What? No.
I mean, there's a few.
I'm definitely not a millionaire.
Well, can we ask a better question? Are y'all millionaires from Hot 97? Everyone can answer the same way.
Yeah, no.
No.
No. But it's provided great opportunity.
Amazing opportunity.
And it should be noted that unlike other companies, one of the reasons I can speak for myself, have stayed here so long is because they don't stand in the way of other opportunities.
Absolutely. No, for them. It's been a wonderful place to work that's opened a million doors. And that logo, as we've always said, does a lot.
True.
And the thing is, on this show, we care about that logo. We want the logo to be healthy and be good. We think that we do a show that helps make the logo better and mean something. But you also have to always be looking out for your logo and making
sure
that
you're we don't own the logo. So
and we don't own that logo.
And we don't own the logo. So whenever they decide to sell it, get rid of us, cancel the contract, pay us out, whatever the scenario is, you're going to have to figure out how you're going to pay your bills after that.
Right. Exactly. Now, Ebro, if you could mingle with your rich friends, come up with maybe $110 million.
We could buy it.
We could buy that and WBLS. You know, we're in business.
Yeah, the problem with purchasing a radio station right now.
Oh, man.
Is that it's a radio station?
Is that it's a radio station. Right. And you have to have other things to sell with it, and you're competing against the behemoth, which is iHeart. So a lot of the audience may not know, for many, many years, I railed against Clear Channel, which then became iHeart, because I felt like it was a plantation that was devaluing Black media and bundling it with the soccer mom stations and the at work stations and these, you know, the light FMs and the Z100s where they're getting and the advertisers paying top dollar for it. But then when it came to hip hop or Black content, they were getting it on the cheap, even though they were like tossing.
They would be like, hey, if you spend X amount on Z100, we'll throw you Power 105 also.
Right. Right. And I have a problem with that because, yes, Z100 has probably a larger base. Right. Light FM has a larger number, but engagement, the level of engagement that you get from hip hop audiences and Black audiences and Hispanic audiences is double that, because Black audiences, hip hop audience, Hispanic audiences, they don't have as many outlets to go hear their content. And B, they are hyper passionate about hearing their own voices and representation. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things about the Hispanic community and the Black community in America specifically, because you're not seeing yourselves on TV. So the radio was always a place where you got to hear what's going on in the community. You got to hear the music. You got to hear what the conversation was for the day. And now that happens on, you know, on the internet. So that's also devalued radio. So it's tough to buy radio right now or buy radio groups without having, you know, a digital network to go along with it, podcasts to go along with it. You got to have radio. You got to have events. You got to have this whole kind of bundle of media and content to leverage. And then you still have to be able to have get on the advertising buys. So if you see a lot of Black media, hip hop media going away, look no further than the advertising community that devalues our content and our engagement. And it's always been that way, by the way.
Yeah.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
And also remember, iHeart's a different kind of animal. Like they have so many stations. You know what I mean? That there were a lot of morning shows that were local that are no longer local, because, and I'm not knocking the Breakfast Club for this. They obviously would take the stations you get offered, but they were just said, you know, instead of running this local morning show, we have this popular national morning show. We're just gonna boom, drop that in blank market.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then they just cook.
That's a lot of jobs out there.
Yeah, cookie. A lot of people getting laid off right now. How many people just got laid off at Complex?
I don't know if they know. Do they know the number?
No, I haven't heard the exact number, but a lot.
Basically, that deal was
a lot of journalists are losing their jobs.
Network bought everything at Complex except First We Feast. That was not in the deal. You know that was not in the deal.
Yeah, they didn't buy that. So they kept BuzzFeed kept BuzzFeed kept their white property.
Hot Ones is First We Feast. That was too much for the deal. So that now that First We Feast IP and all the Hot Ones things and the, you know, things within that, that's worth more money, and that they kept that for now. I'm guessing, Ebro, my guess would be someone else will buy that. But
it wasn't part of that. Well, BuzzFeed, remember, BuzzFeed didn't go away. BuzzFeed got rid of Complex and basically their hip-hop stuff so they could get their books right and stop losing money. So First We Feast, they probably are saying, hey, we can take this mainstream, you know, more popular marketed, white marketed kind of content and leverage it against our other content, and it makes sense. They probably, you know, and you think of the hip-hop content that's making money out here right now. What is it? What is it? Where is it?
What content?
Yeah, where is the engagement going? It's at podcasts, right? It's at Joe Budden. It's at, you know, academics. It's at
many people on Twitch and TikTok and things like that.
Right. It's fractured, right? Because everybody's got a podcast, everybody's got a thing, so it's all over the place. So you got a lot of different things with everybody making a little bit of money. And so for a big company, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah. It's scary times, guys. It is a little bit scary.
It's even affecting the music.
Facts.
I keep telling people are spending more time listening to podcasts talk about music than they're actually listening to the music. So guess what? The music isn't getting streamed. So it's not becoming, hits aren't happening as frequently in rap all of a sudden.
And your favorite podcast can't really play the music.
Right.
Which is a weird thing. I'm surprised they haven't been able to figure out how to allow podcasts to play music.
No, it's a licensing thing. So the publishers.
But why can't, if the music's available on Spotify, why can't Joe Budden or whoever it is who has a podcast on Spotify play the music that's available on Spotify?
Because Spotify would have to then fork over another license fee to the labels and the publishers for that on-demand type of listening.
And I guess people are already unhappy with what they get from streaming.
Artists and labels
are not happy with the amount that they get for streams in general?
Well, I think you got to look at it the other way. Yeah. Well, yes, they want more money. But then you also have the truth of the matter is when you look at streaming as a business model, it's not a real lucrative business model. The streaming providers, I think, pay 80%. So the subscription you pay, I think 80% of that goes to the publishers and the record labels.
So, you know what's crazy? Spotify has 226 million premium subscribers.
Mm-hmm.
What is that, like 15 a month?
I don't know.
Let's call it 10, on which it's more than that.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling me that the $26 billion, my calculator won't give me the number. It's too big. That's not enough for them to make any money and for artists to make money? Isn't that crazy?
Well, it depends on how they're running their business. So 80% of that's supposed to go to the, or I think it's 80.
I don't even, so is when it says, when there's an E in the number, does that mean billion?
It means error.
No.
That's what it means.
When it says this, when it says that, what's that? 2.26 billion?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
That's a big number. Once you see that, Shawnee, when you start seeing letters, you know that's a lot of money.
It's different, yeah. Hell yeah.
Here, I'm looking right now. Let me see. It doesn't give you an exact. How much does Spotify pay the labels?
I'm told that.
So here it goes. Works out approximately zeros. Revenue split is 70-30. So it's 70% of the money Spotify makes goes to the labels and publishers and rights and all that stuff. So there's 30% left for them to run the actual business and make a profit.
Hmm.
So they don't want to have to then pay another fee on top of what are they're already paying to clear that to use it in podcasts.
Right, it's already.
Which I read an article that speculated that that's why Spotify went so hard creating podcasts and creating their podcast kind of offering is because it was the only content that they could have that they could just pay a flat fee for to the content creator, and they didn't have to fork over a majority of the money to labels and rights holders. And they could sell advertising against it, and that's how they're actually trying to make a profit.
Makes sense.
You know, are the only people who have really done well because of streaming technology, like artists on the lower and middle class level, like entry level artists. That's who really does well because of this.
Well, yeah, relatively well, right? Indie labels have done really well. So
because you had people who just couldn't reach people before who are now able to reach people and build something.
Yeah, and build their following and build a community and build a business that's, you know, a decent
Otherwise,
business.
You would have just been nothing. You would have just not been able to make it. Probably.
You would have. Yeah, you would. And there's a lot of and, you know, but, you know, remember, labels are publicly traded. So the revenue they have to deliver, Spotify is publicly traded. They got to figure out ways every quarter to make incrementally more dollars, whether that's laying people off. Starting a new business of some sort that they're going to, you know, make some money on or something. But, you know, if the labels and the rights holders keep asking for more money, it cuts into their profit.
Let's see. There's some comments here, guys. Tyler says, Ebro, somebody I've been calling every day and I never get selected. I feel some type of way.
Talk to producer
somebody
Griff.
Said,
I don't answer.
There's only 2 days of Black History Month left. Where's Shawnee?
Oh, Shawnee no. just came back from vacation and hasn't even asked it or brought a black fact.
It's not man? Vacation. It just happens to be work in amazing, beautiful places with umbrella drinks and palm trees.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with the fact that you didn't even have a black fact ready for this?
Yeah, come on. What is the black fact?
I just got off the plane. I just woke up. I didn't even sleep.
And that's a black fact.
And that's a black fact.
Oh, my God.
Look, I got you tomorrow, my G, or my lady, whichever one you are. I got you. I got
Maybe
you.
It's neither. Maybe it's neither.
Why are you starting, Ebro?
Sure. Right. I got y'all tomorrow.
I got y'all.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the only comment we got. I see Bricks said buying a radio station in 2024 is like buying a fax machine in 2010. No, sir. Buying a radio station in 2024 is like buying a fax machine in 2024.
Yeah, it's
that's crazy.
Let's see.
Yo, did Biden really come out with sneakers too?
No.
Or was that just some internet thing?
You got to stop just,
no.
for every
Shawnee
random.
Got by the internet
all I'm
LLJ, Cool J.
I'm not it was a question because I saw.
But let me ask you this, Shawnee. In your brain.
Some sneakers.
In your brain.
It did.
Like, seriously, in your brain. Right. I'm only talking about in your brain.
In my brain.
Your brain, says to you that someone like Biden, after Donald Trump dropped a sneaker that was trash, that Biden would also go, you know what? Great idea.
And then get some track shoes. It didn't seem that way, but because the whole thing never ceased to amaze me.
Confused by the chaos and confusion of
so long. Who knows what these dudes are doing? You know what I'm saying? So it was just a question.
Yeah, not once did I think that was real.
Did you see them?
No.
The track shoes?
I did not see them.
No. I think I saw a glimpse.
But I did see somebody tweet something about that, and I was like, of course he did.
See, this is what we have to deal with, guys. We have to deal with a lot of fake information. Uh-oh. I hear someone
What's happening over there?
I don't know. I just heard.
It's people yelling?
Yeah, it's just people yelling.
That sound like DJ John yelling. This has been the Ebro Lauren Rosenberg program after the program show. Or no, what's the title?
Yeah, this is sad though. By the way,
we go live after the live program show. There it is. We go live.
I think we better just stick to radio, guys, because our poll it got 250 votes. Would you pay $1 a month for Ebro in the morning? And 64% said yes. So
that's pretty good.
Actually, I guess you're right. If you make that a bigger number, that's not bad.
Yeah.
If you look at that as a poll.
But I don't really. I think. Because we do morning drive radio, we approach morning drive radio about the hot topics of the day and getting people from point A to point B with a smile on their face, making them think about something, laugh about something, feel something.
That's right.
Right? I don't know if we are offering people enough for them to pay, other than our friendship and camaraderie. Like, are we offering them something they can't get anywhere else?
Well, yes.
Yes.
Right.
It is a specific, we really do exist in a very specific space on this show. I mean, it is a very, the different boxes we check, I think we are the only place that checks those boxes.
But do people care enough?
Right, but does it have the sexy, like, is someone going to have a meltdown and start a beef and scream at someone and...
I personally think we're too logical for that.
Yeah, I don't know that part.
We're not illogical and crazy enough to just let somebody, like, for instance, we would never let somebody come up here and literally hang themselves out to dry.
Right.
No, and like ruin themselves. There's been instances where we've been like, we're just not going to put that out because we don't want to be responsible for that.
So you're saying if we started an OnlyFans, nobody would want to pay to see
us? Yeah, it's not sexy. It's not a sexy OnlyFans.
It'd be like a boring OnlyFans.
That's right.
And that people wouldn't want to.
Now, I can tell you guys what would I think people would tune into.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Rosenberg live watching Drake pull his junk out and fixating on the size.
I mean, I'm the only honest person left in media. That's the thing. I'm the only honest person left. Everyone else goes, yo, when Ebro, when you posted the video yesterday on your Instagram of me and Drewski discussing the schlong, most people in your comments were laughing.
Right.
But there were a handful of people like, nah. This the problem. Bruh, it's funny, man.
I did see a couple of think pieces in there. I was like, all right, guys.
Wait, what were the think pieces?
I don't remember, but it was definitely like some people wrote some paragraphs. And I was like, I just saw the paragraphs. And they weren't with laughing emojis. I was like, okay, you need to calm down. I didn't read it.
I got to go look. Hold on. I got to look at Ebro's comments. That's
funny. Somebody called us the DEI show.
What is the DEI show?
Yeah.
Diversity and Inclusion Show.
By the way, that is us.
Yeah.
It's a great point.
I think we should run with that. It's the DEI show. I'm going to say that tomorrow morning. That's what we're all about.
Yo, true.
We're literally the only morning show that's multicultural.
You know,
I think in the country, right?
Yes.
Well, there'll be versions.
Who else has a Black Jew, a Guatemalan, a Dominican, a Trinidad / Jamaican, and a Mexican.
Well, a Trinidad / Jamaican Rastafari.
Right. Yeah. Don't leave out Rasta.
And then on the production side, a Black Belizean and a Puerto Rican.
No, it's crazy.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
It is one of the things that makes it, that's what I'm saying, though. That's what is what makes the show special. We have so many people who are so different. And we play the same role in the life of all those people who are so different. That's pretty cool.
Is it enough for somebody to spend 50 cents a month?
Probably not.
How do we go down to 50 cents a month?
Well, because I feel like I got to keep dropping the price because I'm still not convinced we got what it takes.
Oh, here we go. Ebro, this is a woman. It looks like there's a woman.
40 cents.
I'm surprised. This is a woman who made this comment on your page, it looks like.
What'd she say?
Okay. Two men discussing another man's meat is wild. It's one thing to be secure in your masculinity, but this is a no.
Too far.
See, yeah, that's think piece.
Yo,
why you went full think piece?
Man. Yeah,
too far.
How about this? It's a response. Here's a think piece response. That is an oxymoron. Men that are secure in their masculinity and sexuality can talk about anything because it doesn't affect them. So what you just posted is an oxymoron.
People go in, bro.
Yeah, you shouldn't be talking about other people's schlongs, man.
Why? But you put the schlong out.
But
what do you mean why?
So, like, for instance, I didn't actually watch the Drake video, but I definitely had a conversation with my lady about the Drake video. I asked her if she watched it. She said no, she didn't watch it because her girlfriend watched it and described the whole thing to her, so she didn't really feel the need to go look at it herself. But I called her a liar. I was like, you're a liar. You went and looked. You got a liar.
Yeah, and you at least wanted to. If you or you just – no, no, you know what?
You're curious.
She tried, but it had come down by then, and it took kind of work to do it, so she gave up. That's what happened.
That's what happened. But I guess my thing was I had heard enough about it that I didn't feel like I needed to go grade it myself. It's just a dick, bro.
Yeah,
you know, by the way, you know how many dicks I've seen watching porn?
Yo, that's the yo.
But isn't it
facts?
Doesn't it feel different when it's somebody that you feel more connected to? Like
I don't
music?
Feel more. Why? Because I know him. No, I know
you
Mr. Marcus
to him,
too.
He's mute.
Yeah. I just wanted to see if it was.
I watched him. Boy, I watched him fuck mad chick.
What'd you say, Laura?
I just wanted to see if it was really him because you know
I'm
sometimes
sure
people
you
say,
Laura, you don't have to explain. When you wanted to see some dick.
Laura wanted to.
Someone said this was funny and weird at the same time. Like, why are you discussing another man's meat and cracking jokes? Do you know what jokes are? Because of the jokes part. That's what we – Drewski's a comedian. We were cracking jokes.
Oh, God.
Yo, listen, man.
People really don't get it, man.
I just – when it comes – here's my thing. When it comes to anatomy, whether it's female or male, I guess my mind always goes to the place where it's like everybody got something – some is looks different than others, bigger, smaller, wrinklier, whatever.
Yeah, but nah. Listen, Drake being the character that
no.
Is,
I mean, it's not a big deal to look at someone else's joke.
Oh, like what is it exactly? It's a nothing. It's literally nothing to me. It's nothing.
But then to hold a town hall about it after
what town
a town hall?
Isn't that a bit
See,
much?
Yeah, yo, you're like you know the big pieces yo, in the strong. Comments. A no, town hall.
No, because if you say, all right,
Johnny, is it you in the comments? Checking,
it's not me.
Yo, you on your burner account in the comments, bro.
If you're saying looking at other people's anatomy is natural, okay.
No,
but
no
then
I'm
a,
not saying looking at it is natural.
A town hall discussion?
I'm saying, no. I'm what not saying hall? Looking at it is natural, even though it is. I'm saying it doesn't, to me, hit my brain like either A, I need to see it to grade it and have an opinion on it.
That's what it
or
feels
B,
like.
Being offended that someone else looked at it and wants to crack jokes like it, none of it registers any
Either
relevance
way.
To me
it felt like Rosenberg wanted to discuss the behavior
no because yo I could go find the audio where Rosenberg was talking about being in love with my was it Michael Vick was what like
what?
The first time
Michael
remember the whole
Vick?
Mike Vick jokes back in the day
no I definitely was I was never in love with Michael Vick
what? No not Michael yeah it was Michael Vick
no what
is he the one who hurt really? Dogs
yeah but this is before all that Laura
Well, what did I say about Michael Vick if in your made-up version?
No, I don't
but
remember.
You love Hancock.
But
I love Hancock. Yo, there's literally
two
things.
But anyway, Rosenberg has always done the like talk, and he gets a reaction from it. So the reason he runs the joke all the time, whether it's homoerotic raps.
Yeah.
Or remember the homoerotic raps?
He will discuss somebody's slang.
It's a risk. Here, let me explain why. It's a riskless joke for me. There's no the idea of having fun talking about some dude schlong. It's funny because people get so tight.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, I'm like, you could call me gay literally forever. It means nothing. If I was gay, I'd be the most dick suckingest dude
hey,
you know.
Hey, whoa,
and
whoa.
Guess what? I could say it and it still doesn't matter. It doesn't.
Yo,
matter.
We need,
Can
separate,
we isolate
we need
that?
Separate drops for this.
Nah, you, nah, no
mean,
drops
I,
from the live.
I'd be the dick sucking this person.
No,
you know.
No, drop from the live is a violation.
That
bro,
needs
you know
to
that.
Be isolated with you in your pink shirt. Get the pink
shirt. Oh, yeah.
Shirt.
Nothing gayer than this shirt. Nothing gayer than this shirt. Who am I? What's wrong with me? Why would I want to wear this?
I love that shirt, Rosenberg.
Thank you. By the way, it's real. They actually had a pink shirt from back then. Crazy, right? But
what?
I just have never understood why people trip about it. So I always push the button.
Well,
and in
know
the
why.
Case of
it's,
someone
it's
like Drake.
Homophobia, bro.
Yeah, you know why.
You know why? It's homophobia.
Well, so then I'm intentionally pushing the button.
Yes, exactly.
And then also, Drake is one of the biggest stars in the world.
And he pulled his dick out on the internet.
Yo, if he randomly.
Oh, that's why it's a big deal.
Come Are we on. Confirmed? Is it deep fake or is it.
We don't know. And Shawnee, that's the part. And then
and
there's another
clarify.
Funny level to what if it is a deep fake and what if Drake leaked it? There's so much there. It's very right with stories. There's a lot there.
It like doesn't show his face or something, right?
No, you I mean, it doesn't matter. He's Shawnee, and these days they're putting out full sex tapes of people that look completely real, and they're not. It's not remotely them.
Yeah, it's not them. It's true.
So it might be a deep fake. And by the way, wouldn't it be very Drizzy to, if it happened, just laugh about it and be like, haha, who knows?
Every time.
And this is the live
Instagram headline. Imagine if he saw a deep fake, he would really think it's them.
I'm going to put one out like this. I need someone to make one like me having a sex tape like this.
Listen, my career was made when people thought I had sex with Nicki Minaj.
Oh, God.
I was a made man.
That's it.
You was Gucci. Really
what? It was put on record.
My old hairy ass was Nicki Minaj was interested in my old hairy ass. I was.
And by the way, I mean, there are some people who still believe that it's true.
Facts.
I mean, some of them are sitting right here in this room right now doing this show with you. Yeah. Talking on this same microphone in my house.
I can't. Anyway,
yes, guys, wow. Wait, yo, you really believe it?
Yeah, I do.
Wow.
Well, and by the way, not that I do, but it's not that I don't. You know what I mean?
Oh, so you don't think it's impossible?
Impossible.
The timing of it was interesting too.
Well, no, Shawnee, I don't think he's talking about the timing of it.
He's not talking about the timing of it. He's talking about my abilities at a certain point in my life to close.
Not even that. Yes, somewhat that, but more it's even situational, right? Like people, you have real personal relationships with people. You know what I mean? You and Nicki definitely have a weird thing.
She's
always talking about you. Yo, she literally, I just said 90 different things about her. She literally ignored me like I didn't exist and just talked straight to Ebro like I'm not even a human being. So there's something there. And by the way, and obviously she remembers me. My shit is built into her career. And she just ignores me 100%. There's something there with Ebro in her. You know what I'm saying? So it was realistic at the time. Why'd Remy say it? Why'd she make it up out of nowhere?
Yeah, I mean.
Why would Remy lie?
Was it out of nowhere?
She had no reason to lie. Oh, except for the whole diss record that she was putting out. But still, I mean, you get the idea. This has been a good after the show, post show show.
You like this? Wow. No, I thought it was the We Go Live After the Live.
Yeah.
Program show.
Live.
But it's been good. That's what I'm saying. People got a lot here today.
That is. Now the question is, would you pay a dollar for it?
Yeah, no, they don't like it that much. So.
We're down to 30 cents, Ebro. 30 cents.
We're down to 30
We're
cents?
We're down to 30 cents. Yes. Yo, 30 cents a month, a penny a day? This is like a Sally Struthers commercial.
This is crazy.
Cheaper than a cup of coffee.
We're cheaper than
Somebody
a cup of coffee.
We're the corniest people on radio.
Of all time. Not even right now. They said all time.
Listen, the fact that someone tuned in to say that says how much we mean in their life. Right. Or you literally have no life.
Yo, Corgi the First said Rosenberg's going to get a call from Diddy to go shopping. He needs to chill.
Chill.
That's it. All right, we out. See y'all next week.
My lord.
I'll be the most dick suckingest.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Just don't call it a podcast.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.